Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie. Do you dream a lot? I know I dream a lot.
Hi, everyone. My name is Peter. We're so glad you joined us today. Today's topic is feature.
And our title is The Dream of Flying. The Dream of Flying. Hey, Peter, what do you dream about?
I dream about flying, of course.
Really? That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, I had this one dream where I was flying above the clouds and above the city. I could see everything from there.
But remember, dreams are not real, right?
What? What are you talking about? I didn't actually fly?
Come on, Peter. Dreams happen when you are asleep.
Oh, right. But anything can happen when you dream.
Well, you are right. One time I had a dream where I was flying too. I felt like a bird in the sky.
Wait, why are we talking about dreams and flying?
Because, Peter, that's the title of our lesson.
That's right, and what a great lesson we will have today. So let's get started. Here's Christina with our key words.
Hello, 我们今天讲到人类对飞行的梦想。其实在飞机发明之前，人类就梦想着可以飞翔在空中。飞机是 airplane. We can fly in an airplane now.有一个古老的故事讲到一个年轻人 Icarus 和他的爸爸，他们为了逃难，所以做了一个超大的翅膀，希望能够一起飞走。翅膀就是 wing. His father made wings. 现在航空公司可以一次载很多的乘客。Airline 就是航空公司。Big airlines can carry many people. 还有很多人甚至想要飞上太空。名词 space 就是指太空或者是外太空。Many people want to fly into space. 所以现在有很多公司在制造太空飞机，这样子大家就可以飞上太空做一个短程的飞行。空中航行或航程就是 flight. People can take short flights to space. 这种太空观光一开始一定很贵，不过一段时间之后应该会变便宜。旅游业或者是观光就是 tourism. Space tourism will be expensive at first.
Hello everyone, and welcome to LTE TV. I'm Ben. Before there were airplanes, people dreamed of flying. They told stories about flying people. One old story is about a young man named Icarus.He and his father wanted to get away from a bad king. So, Icarus's father made wings, and they used them to fly away. Years ago, people also tried to make flying machines. Most of them did not work. But today, flying is not just a dream.
Today, we can fly all around the world. We just buy an airplane ticket, pack our bags, and go. In a few hours, we can get anywhere.
But in human history, this is very new. Before, people could not fly. There was no way to do it. People could only dream of flying.
When we sleep, we have dreams, right?We can do anything in our dreams.
That's right. And a dream can be something that we really, really want to do. And people have always dreamed of flying.
You know, there is a very old story that talks about people flying. In fact, this story is thousands of years old. The story is about a man named Icarus.
There is a bad king in this story.
Oh, that is bad. A king can do whatever he wants. He could tell people what to do. You don't want to have a bad king.
Well, that is exactly why Icarus and his father want to get away from this bad king. Christina can share more about this phrase with us.
在这个故事里讲到 Icarus 和他的爸爸为了要逃离邪恶国王的迫害，所以决定制作翅膀，好帮助他们能够逃出去。He and his father wanted to get away from a bad king. 所以片语 get away from something or someone 就是逃离或者是远离某事物或者是某人的意思。我们来练习一下。有人等不及的想要离开他的工作。He can't wait to get away from his job. 或者是我警告你要离火远一点就可以说 get away from the fire.
Thanks, Christina. I remember when I was a kid. If I was close to something dangerous, my mom would shout. She would say, "Get away from that."
Then you will be safe. Icarus wanted to get away too, to be safe. His father made him wings. How could Icarus use these wings to fly away from the bad king?
Well, birds have wings. Birds use their wings to fly in the air. Maybe he could use these wings to fly away from the bad king.
And that's exactly what he did. But we have been saying that we can fly. Does that mean we use wings like a bird?
No, we use machines. We found a way to fly by using machines likeAirplanes and helicopters. All right, friends, let's learn more in part two of our lesson right now.
Today, big airlines carry many passengers. But some people enjoy flying in small planes. In 2014, a young man flew around the world. His name is MattGuthmiller. He was only 19 years old, but he flew by himself. His trip took 6 weeks. He stopped 25 times in 14 countries. He is the youngest person to fly around the world.
So at first, flying was just a story, like a dream.But now we found a way to fly by using machines. We can fly in airplanes.
Yeah, you know, the first airplanes were not that good. They could not fly very far. They could not carry many people. And they were pretty dangerous.
But now we have big airlines that carry many passengers.An airline is a company that has many, many planes. Have you been in a plane before, like this?
This plane has many passengers. When you are on the plane, you are a passenger on it.
Ooh, I love being a passenger on a plane. You can sit by the window and look outside.And you have people that give you drinks and things. It's fun.
I love being on airplanes too, Peter. It's great to be as high as the clouds and to see the beautiful views of the city.
There are other planes that are much smaller. People fly these planes for fun. I flew in a small plane once. It was with 4 other people. We flew over the ocean.It was beautiful.
Wow, Peter, that sounds amazing. Well, did you hear about this young man who flew around the world?
Matt Guthmiller? Yeah, he was only 19 years old when he flew around the world by himself. And we just arrived at our grammar point for today. Rebecca can explain it by herself.
Are you ready to have some fun? Well, then let's learn a grammar point. If you want to tell someone that someone did something by himself, you can use this grammar point. he verb by himself. For example, he ate by himself, or he did his homework by himself. Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it! Thank you, Rebecca. Let's practice. I like to work by myself. He likes to read by himself.
Thanks for that practice, Marie. Well, I like to take breaks. Friends, let's take a short break right now. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Hey, Peter, I can't believe Matt was only 19 years old when he flew around the world. And he flew by himself.
You're right. That's an amazing story. Well, I was thinking, flying is getting easier and easier. Maybe one day we can all do that too. Or maybe we can even go into space. Let's learn more about this together in our last part of the show.
Many people now dream of flying into space, and their dreams may soon come true. Many companies are building space planes. They will take people on short flights to space. Space tourism will be expensive at first, but over time, it should become much cheaper. Then, more people's dreams of flying will come true. This is Ben for LTE. I hope that you enjoyed.
So just like the people from thousands of years ago, people now dream of flying into space. And this dream may become real. It might be possible for them to go into space.
What is space? Well, we look up at the night sky and see space and all the stars in it. Astronauts are the people who go up into space.
Yeah, astronauts are the first people to go up into space. They flew in rockets to get there. Some people have even gone to the moon.
These people train very hard and are very smart. Only a few people can go into space because it is very difficult and expensive.
But you know what, Peter? This may change. Flying into space might be like flying to New York City or Los Angeles soon.
That's right. Over time, flying is getting easier. Companies are building spaceships that can fly like airplanes.
Well, when you go to a country for a visit, you are a tourist. And the thing that you are doing is called tourism.
At first, space tourism will be expensive, but over time, it should become less expensive. Let's learn more about this phrase, over time with Christina.
现在你如果要上太空的话肯定是很贵的，不过它的价钱应该会随着时间变得更便宜。But over time, it should become much cheaper. 我们今天来学这个片语 over time, 随着时间的意思。比如说 the wine gets better over time.酒随着时间会变得更好。Fashion changes over time. 流行时尚随着时间而改变。这些都是片语 over time 的用法。
Thanks, Christina. When you practice English over time, you will improve. Or over time, you will get older. And over time, people's dreams of flying will become true.
That's right. This world is amazing, And so is today's
calendar phrase.
May all your dreams come true.
May all your dreams come true.
愿你所有的梦想都实现。
I dream about getting married.
May all your dreams come true.
I dream about living in a great big house.
May all your dreams come true.
I dream about having a great big family.
May all your dreams come true.
I dream about marrying you.
Stop dreaming.
May all your dreams come true.
May all your dreams come true.
愿你所有的梦想都实现。
Okay, friends, now it's time for us to review. Here are those key words.
Here's our first key word of the day. Airplane. Plane. Airplane. Plane. I want to fly an airplane.
Wing. Wing. The bird's wing is hurt.
Airline. Airline. That airline has a lot of planes.
Space. Space. Look at the stars up in space.
Flight. Flight. I took a flight to Hong Kong.
Tourism. Tourism. Tourism is very important in this city. Okay, friends, those are the key words for today. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to LTE TV. I'm Ben. Before there were airplanes, people dreamed of flying. They told stories about flying people. One old story is about a young man named Icarus. He and his father wanted to get away from a bad king. So, Icarus's father made wings and they used them to fly away. Years ago, people also tried to make flying machines. Most of them did not work. But today, flying is not just a dream. Today, big airlines carry many passengers. But some people enjoy flying in small planes. In 2014, a young man flew around the world. His name is Matt Guthmiller. He was only 19 years old, but he flew by himself. His trip took 6 weeks. He stopped 25 times in 14 countries. He is the youngest person to fly around the world. Many people now dream of flying into space, and their dreams may soon come true. Many companies are building space planes. They will take people on short flights to space. Space tourism will be expensive at first, but over time, it should become much cheaper. Then, more people's dreams of flying will come true. This is Ben for LTE. I hope that you enjoyed.
You have an airplane.
Yeah, and I'm flying.
Wow, but it's not a real airplane.
I know, but I dream about flying someday.
Well, maybe you can be a passenger on a big airline.
No, I want to fly a small plane all by myself.
Huh.
Well, where do you want to fly?
In the sky.
Where do you want to go?
Oh, I want to fly around the world.
Ooh, a flight around the world. That's a big dream.
Yeah, I will be the youngest monkey to fly around the world.
Ginger, you will be the only monkey to fly around the world.
Yeah! Here I go! Whoa!
Wow!
I'm flying!
It's Monday, and that means it's time to answer it. Here's question number one. How long did Matt Guthmiller's trip take? How long did Matt Guthmiller's trip take?
You can find the answer in part two. The trip took 6 weeks. Okay, here's question number two. Did you ever fly on an airplane? Where did you go? Did you ever fly on an airplane? Where did you go? Well, let's see some answers from some of our friends.
Did I ever fly on an airplane? Yes, many times. My first time on an airplane was when I was 9 years old. I flew from America to China. Then, my second time on a plane was flying from China back to America. From when I was 9 years old to now, I've flown on planes almost every year. Flying on airplanes is something I do very often. What about you?
Did I ever fly on an airplane? Yes, many times. When I am flying, I like to watch the clouds go by. It's really amazing to see the clouds up close. But I don't enjoy being up in the air for a long time. I usually can't wait to get back on the ground.
Did I ever fly on an airplane? And where did I go? Yes, I flew from Taipei to America. It was very exciting because it was my first time flying so far away from home. The flight took 12 hours, but I enjoyed every minute of it. I watched a lot of movies and ate a lot of food.
Did I ever fly on an airplane? I sure did. I flew on a small airplane and we went to the jungle. It was exciting. Yeah, we had fun. I sat near the window and I looked out. I could see lots of trees and other animals. I love flying. What about you?
Well, we had a great time here on Let's Talk in English. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.